you some ass-kicking shiznit. From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello?
Hello, this is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Jive. You know, shipping has become a problem lately.
And especially if you don't know what the hell you're doing, then shipping really becomes a problem.
Okay, we're live.
Yeah, hey, Joe, we're live. Hi, this is Anthony from Studio A in Tampa. Have you called to check your zip code?
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 239 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, February 28th, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh, Betty's on point tonight.
Yeah, she's awfully polite, too, which is unusual. Check for your wallet, your watches, and your valuables.
Yes. So, what's going on in your part of the world this week, Anthony?
Well, my part of the world today in and of itself was just a crazy, crazy day. Just in work in general, and we were just talking about it before we went on air about, you know, shit not getting where shit needs to be gotten to when people need to be getting shit somewhere and they ain't getting shit anywhere. And then you get the shit on, so you got to take the shit and put the shit in a package and send the shit somewhere else because someone didn't do their shit. And then you're mad as shit because all the shit is just getting all fucked up. So
that's a lot of shit.
That's a lot of shit, yeah. So, but this weekend, I actually had quite an enjoyable weekend, which started with a visit to the Tampa Armature Works. It is actually a revitalized streetcar body shop. And they've taken it, they remodeled it. John actually had a show. They did a couple shows there. Nude Night Tampa did a few shows there many, many years back. At that time it was a non-functional building. Oh my goodness, he's going to, oh Lord, he's taking a hit and a half. But they've redone it. It has, you know, it's got like a lot of little restaurants in it, kind of like food stands. It's like a food market kind of thing.
A food market.
Actually, I'd like to take you there when we go there. You know, it's fancy. It's fancy white people stuff, but it's good. You know, well, Tampa's kind of not all fancy white people, but it's fancy stuff.
I thought fancy stuff in Tampa was fish.
About it. No, you know, not necessarily. You know, fish isn't always the be all and end all, and I don't know. I'm not one for seafood, but you know, there was. I had food from an Asian restaurant. Joe had something from a, I believe it was an empanada place. So you know, and we were with a few other people. They had some Cubans, and I can't remember somebody had. Anyway, everyone had kind of like things across the board. So it kind of reminded me of like a small version of Faneuil Hall in Boston. So, but and then after the Armature Works, we grabbed a river taxi, which was actually quite cute. Yeah, it went from it goes from one end of the Hillsborough River, and it went all the way down to the convention center, and it had stops. It stopped at like several stops. If you have a, you could wait and just get on the taxi, or you can just take a stop and get off.
So it seems functional, like a functional.
Yeah, it's actually kind of like a functional, like a shuttle. It's like a functional shuttle. Like a day pass, I think, was like $5 or $10. But it's good because then you can go, like, you could park your car in one part of downtown that has better parking. And then, you know, jump on the taxi. Oh, you want to go to Rick's on the River. You take the taxi all the way up to Rick's on the River. You eat there. Then you go down to downtown. You do the river walk. I'm actually surprised that it's being as functional as it is, because Tampa has operated in a function of dysfunction for a long time with how the city has laid out and planned, and it was packed. There's a lot of people out. There were a lot of people using the taxi. There were a lot of people using the Riverwalk. It was actually quite lively. It was very well used and very lively. So I would say I was impressed. I was quite impressed. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was that. And when you're down here, we're going to take you on that adventure whenever you can make it down here. And then tonight's strain is Cherry Punch.
Ooh.
Cherry Punch. So
what is that, a hybrid?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. It is a hybrid strain. And it has a nice good balance to it. Makes you a little bubbly, as you can tell. I'm a little bubbly. Of course, I got the adrenaline going because I was kind of like flying by the seat of my pants on my way into the studio.
So. You were in last minute production mode.
Oh, I absolutely was. So, but that's me. I've been rambling too long. Joe, what about you? What have you been
up
to?
Well, thank you, Anthony. Thank you for turning it over to me. That's so nice.
Sorry.
We got a full house in the chat room, by the way. You can join us there if you like, over at chiampa.org. Join us in the chat. Choose your own chat nickname and go to town.
All right. Nice.
You got Ezel, the clay people, your mother's in there. It's kind of fun.
My Lord, we do have a full house. I hope someone's serving drinks.
But anyways, good news for us in Chicago. The warmer weather is starting to peak. A little bit. But, you know, it could get cold again, so it's not like to say it's going to get warm and stay warm. But, you know, it was like 53 today. That's nice.
My God, we'd be like bundled up and parkas and everything down here for that. But
jeez.
Yeah. But you were just in a deep freeze.
Yeah. So, starting today for the state of Illinois and for Chicago, there is no more vaccine or mask mandates in place. However, local businesses can elect to set their own rules. So there may be some places that are more wanting to check all those things, and then there may be places that don't. And you're free to choose whichever you wish.
Now, I know that you... you know, you work in the restaurant industry for a restaurant. Now, what have you guys done with that? Have you made a decision yet? Are you going to be voluntary on the masks now?
It's just voluntary.
Okay. I mean, that's what we've been doing now in Florida for so long. Yeah. And let me tell you, as soon as the CDC kind of dropped that, you know, mask indoors thing, the 70% or 60% that was actually wearing masks up until the past, like, few weeks ago, like, when we went out this past weekend, all this stuff, not a single, like, maybe a handful of people were wearing masks. Other than that,
well, I went to Aldi's today.
Yeah.
And everyone was wearing a mask. There was not a single person that was not wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah, no, you go to Publix, honey, and you'll be the alien in the mask.
You know, speaking of Aldi's, You know, $60 still gets you a decent amount of items from Aldi's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I gotta say.
Absolutely.
But anyways, tonight's strain over here is Gelato, and it is also a hybrid. It's on the indica side of the hybrid.
Yeah, I don't know what mine is. I haven't looked mine up, to be honest. Cherry Punch, though, but Gelato. I gotta try that Gelato. I see it sometimes at my dispensary.
So I don't think we have any voicemails, right?
Let me look. I see no flashing lights. We are good to go, Captain.
Well, just remember our chat room is open at giantpa.org, and our phone lines are also ready for you. Dial 813-327-8566 on your celly or rotary dial. So, Anthony, what's in our weed corner tonight?
Let me see. Where is the weed corner? Let me click.
The weed corner!
The weed corner. All right, let's see.
NCAA.
Yes, this one comes from ESPN. The threshold levels for THC will go from 35 nanograms per milliliter to 150 nanograms per milliliter for NCAA athletes. The threshold level change is effective immediately and is a retroactive to drug tests taken since last fall 2021. So they actually will backdate themselves, too. That's quite nice. Under the new proposal, an athlete will have to follow a school's management plan and education. After testing positive a first time, second positive test would not cause an athlete to lose eligibility as long as they complied with the first management plan. Otherwise, the athlete would sit out 25% of regular season games. Third time, again, won't affect eligibility if they're compliant. But if not, they lose 50%. And the NBA suspended testing for marijuana for the current season. The MLB removed marijuana from its banned substance list. The NHL, NFL also loosened marijuana rules. And the NFL is funding research on side effects of cannabinoids, on pain management and neuroprotection from concussion in elite football players.
Ooh, that's good.
That was a mouthful. I was starting to read out the organizations, but I'm like, no, the acronyms are going to be so much quicker.
We need to get Dick White to like really edit, and I don't think he does that.
Well, you know, Dick White, I think, spends some time editing these things. You see how long these things start out as. CBS New York is our next news story. Since marijuana was legalized last year, unlicensed vendors across New York State have opened for business. I'm thinking New York City, actually. Despite cannabis being legalized last year, the state has not issued any licenses for retail sale, which means technically the only lawful way to buy is through a medical dispensary that requires certification from a doctor. Many businesses in the state that are targeted are citing part of the law that allows people to have or gift up to 3 ounces of cannabis. So people have come up with ideas that if they do a third-party type of transaction, like I'll buy a T-shirt for $400 and you get a free bag of cannabis with it, it's a disguised transaction. Through $400 T-shirt and an ounce of weed. Many vendors are willing to get a license as soon as they are available, but until then, many of them are ready to fight to keep their doors open. All right, Joe, back to you.
All right, Anthony, it's time for our word of the show. Is everybody ready? And our word today is lugubrious. Which means looking or sounding sad and dismal. Uh-huh. Thanks, your mother. Your lugubrious word reminds me of my bank account right now. Oh well. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. All right, Roger, I think you've earned your spot, so take it away.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank.
Uh-oh, no. Roger, where'd
premium
you go?
Content. Oh, bloody hell, it's me, Roger, and this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is February 28th, 2022, and oh boy, it's National Floral Design Day, National Public Sleeping Day, National Tooth Fairy Day, Rare Disease Day USA, and what all your buttholes have been strained to the limit waiting for. Woohoo! It's National Chocolate Souffle Day.
Ooh, I like chocolate
wowzers.
Souffle.
Joe is going to twiddle a small wheel of fortune that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin.
Yay.
Will it be the insurance havoc wheel? No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and push that button. The insurance is paid up. Let's go ahead and take a spin on the wheel. Ooh, it's the fun spin. All right. Tonight's random story comes from the AP, who is currently requiring us to hire a lawyer to protect us from a lawsuit. Federal officials have revised the decision to allow a South Florida nuclear plant to continue running for another 30 years by ordering a new review of a potential environmental risks, including those posed by climate change. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued an order on Thursday to reverse a 2019 decision to extend FPNL's operating license for two reactors at Turkey Point until 2052 and 2053. These reactors have been online since 1972 and 1973, so they're already almost 50 years old. Okay. Yeah, the lifespan is 60 on a nuclear reactor. The new decision shouldn't immediately affect operations at Turkey Point, which is south of Miami Beach along Biscayne Bay. The NRC, which oversees commercial nuclear power plants, has previously granted FPL a 20-year extension that will allow them to run until 2032 and 2033. The reversal gives environmental groups a chance to reiterate concerns that federal regulators don't adequately consider the risks of climate change and flooding from sea level rise when granting the last extension. The NRC plans to hold hearings after staff completes a new site-specific environmental impact statement. Besides the reversal at Turkey Point, the NRC also reversed a license extension at the Peach Bottom nuclear plant in Pennsylvania. Ooh, a Peach Bottom. Nuclear reactors are only rated for a 60-year lifespan, as the breakdown of materials causes a serious environmental risk beyond that time span. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you know, we have just a little bit of time for discussion.
No, well, then we shall discuss.
Like, how do you get an extension if the plant is only good for 60 years? I mean,
right.
I suppose you could squeeze it maybe another year or two, but then you really got to consider.
I mean, you know, concrete, especially because these things are a lot of concrete, and it's in Florida. Florida is brutal to anything. Any building material is brutal. I mean, hello, look we just had a condo building that just randomly collapsed in the middle of the night in Miami. So, yeah. I mean, do we trust that a nuclear power plant sitting on the water doing the same thing? It might not have an issue. I mean, there's a lot of water involved in nuclear generation. So, I mean, they're not closing it down right now, and they can run for another, 10 years? They got another 10 years, which brings the plant at 60 years, because it's about almost 50 years old, so in 10 years it'll be almost 60, which is the lifespan. But at least it gives them enough time to see what the hell's going on. Of course, who knows if that will get extended in the future, or, you know.
That reminds me of one of the SimCity version of games, where the power plant would actually
explode.
Age,
yes.
And then it would explode, yeah. And you had to replace it. It was expensive.
Yes, it was. It was. I totally agree. I think that was SimCity 3?
Yeah,
I don't know. I've played a lot of the versions. I've been 2000, SimCity 3, SimCity 4, all the fun stuff. So
I should introduce the clay people to SimCity.
Clay, I want to play City Skylines. I want to really sit down one of these weekends and just be gluttonous and play it. So maybe this will be our weekend. Probably not, but maybe this will, and we'll see what happens. You know.
Well, let's have Betty say something.
Go ahead, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you two can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-7777. 8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Super Villains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, oops, I mean, informative news.
Yay.
Back to you, Joe. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Yeah, thanks, Betty. Mm-hmm.
You got it, Joe.
Well, anyways, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently a few clouds and 53. The dew point is 30, giving us a wind chill of 48. The humidity is at 41%. Winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the southwest at 16 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles, and alert, alert, moose poop detection is very high. You know, all that snow melted and left a lot of piles of poop everywhere. Anyways, tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 34, west-southwest winds 10 to 15. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 45. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 48. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 33. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. If you're out late, maybe a little rain after midnight. The weekend, temperatures from the mid-40s to low 50s with some rain possible. And now, for today's fun fact. Sliced bread was first manufactured by machine and sold in the 1920s by the Chili Cloth Baking Company in Missouri. It was the greatest thing since unsliced bread. Anyways, from the ChiliCoTheNews.com. And that's today's fun fact. Okay, Anthony, press the any key for the news.
And now for the news.
You know, clearly we just have so much extra time on our hands lately. I don't know, man. By Ben Hooper from UPI reports, a Nova Scotia team combined two of his hobbies and set a Guinness World Record by solving 211 Rubik's Cubes while bouncing on a pogo stick. Saul, age 16, of some place, spent an hour and 12 minutes solving the 211 Rubik's Cubes while bouncing on his pogo stick. Guinness World Records confirmed this week that Saul's feat was a new world record. Saul said he trained for about 3 months before attempting the record. I would bounce on a pogo stick as long as I could, as many days of the week as I could, he told the Global News. So I would bounce on it for 10 minutes, and that's all I could do it. And then I'd bounce on it the next day for a little longer. Saul said that once he reached the 45-minute mark on the pogo stick, he learned to wear knee pads under his pants to keep from getting blisters. The teenager said he started solving Rubik's Cubes about 6 years ago after a friend showed him a technique. I was absolutely mind-blown. I couldn't comprehend that someone could solve a Rubik's Cube in like under a minute, Saul said. After that, I would do it like all day, every day for like 6 years. So here we are.
Wow. That's right? That's something.
We got a lot of time on our hands, man.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
But moving on.
Yeah, right. Okay. We're going to move on.
Idle hands are the egg's playground.
Ooh.
An Iraqi man balances 18 eggs on the back of his hand for world record. By Ben Hooper and UPI reports, an Iraqi man became a Guinness World Record by balancing 18 eggs on the back of his hand. Ibrahim took on the record in Iraq and managed to equal the one previously set by Jack Harris of Britain in May 2020, making him the new co-holder of the record, Guinness announced. Ibrahim said he became fascinated by the art of balancing after watching a video of a man stacking rocks in nature. It was amazing to watch, Ibrahim told Guinness. I started balancing stuff around me and discovered that I was really good at it. After a while, I became even faster in balancing than the people I watched online. Ibrahim said he practiced 4 days a week while preparing for his record attempt. You need to have a high level of focus when attempting such a record, which is difficult to achieve, he said. Add to that the pain and pressure your hands go through. I needed to be ready for that moment. Guinness rules required Ibrahim to keep the eggs in place for at least 5 seconds without dropping any. I can't easily describe the secret behind the art of balancing, but what I can say is that it needs a lot of patience, focus, and a sense of calmness, he said. I wonder if he uses... He didn't say hard-boiled eggs, just eggs.
Just but regular eggs. Old eggs. That, yeah. That is. Yeah, wow. All right.
Yeah. Woo! Talk about extraction too.
Oh boy.
By Ben Hooper, UPI reports. Doctors at a New York hospital said a man who came in complaining of difficulty breathing through his right nostril was found to have what, Anthony? What do you think he found?
A stroke.
A stroke in his right nostril?
Party lights.
Party lights in his right nostril. Woohoo! Blinky, 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 blinky. No. You want one more guess?
All right. Where was it at? His nose?
Yes.
Hold on. Hold on. I got it. I got it. Hold on. A chinchilla.
A chinchilla. No, but he did have a tooth growing in his nasal cavity.
Ooh.
A tooth growing in his nasal cavity.
How the hell does that happen?
Surgeons with the Mount Sinai Health System in New York said in a case study published in the New England Journal of Medicine said that the 38-year-old man told doctors he had been having trouble breathing through his right nostril for several years. Doctors discovered he had a deviated septum, a condition in which the partition between nasal passages is pushed to one side, and a rhinoscopy, conducted with a small camera discovered the quaz, a tooth growing on the floor of the right nostril. The ectopic tooth, which is a term for a tooth growing in an abnormal place, was measured at about 0.6 inch long. The surgeon said they removed the tooth without complications, and the man reported during a follow-up visit 3 months after the procedure that he was able to breathe normally through both nostrils. Well, good for that man. You know, I wonder if that tooth would have turned into a horn.
Never know. Never
wow.
know.
Wow. That's a wrap on Joe's news. What was that?
I said, would that make him horny then?
Yes. And that's a wrap on Joe's news, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Ah, thanks, Joe. Tonight, we have another listing from our sponsor, Dollar Miscellaneous. Do you enjoy doing repetitive work? Does moving heavy things give you a sense of accomplishment? Does the word planogram titillate you? Come join your local Dollar Miscellaneous store stock team today. You'll be part of a dynamic, ever-changing team that is overworked, underpaid, and full of moose poop and underappreciated. You'll move boxes from one place to another, followed up by moving more boxes somewhere else. You'll take a break, then move even more boxes for the rest of your day. On special days, you may move the same damn boxes around the store just to bring them right back to where you started. Come, join our team today and let the excitement begin. This job is available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store. We won't only pay you a dollar, we'll give you another dollar. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tired, thumping, toilet seat licking, GMO loaded experience? Yeah. Give us a call, 813-327-8566, or send us an email at playus@shyampa.org. This week on This Way Out, conversion therapy gets cured in Israel and New Zealand, celebrating out sports and queer Olympians. One magazine's stocking stuffer jingled 1950 bells in a rainbow minute. And in the news, the Euro court okays blocking funds to rights-violating Hungary and Poland. A Russian court rebuffs liquidation of a queer rights group. They got bigger problems now. Kuwait's High Court overturns an anti-trans imitating the opposite sex law. And the U.S. LGBTQ identified population surges in the latest Gallup poll. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern after the Joan Anthony Show, right on Triumphant Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll still be laborious in 4 minutes when we return.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shy Amber Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shy Amber Radio. Flashback.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious Refresh-O-Rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Money Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Trap clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
Hey. All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robots?
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with that. And to take it away, the lovable Anthony.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're getting choppy.
Yeah, I've noticed like the your video would freeze up, and my computer was doing funky things. All streaming systems are shut down, so there should be no issue on my end. But I don't know.
All right, I'm going into audio.
You're welcome, Anthony.
At least for now, because sometimes that seems to help. Maybe you're getting congestion or something.
Sounds good.
There we go. All right. Okay, now where the hell am I at? Okay, here we go.
You.
Before we continue, it's time for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay. From Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 69 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The dew point is sitting at about 60 degrees. And the visibility is surprising 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 80. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 60. And that's it for your show. Wow, that was a quick one. I mean, like, there was like no storms or nothing. You know, I mean, usually I have to account for like, you know, I don't know, like at least a 30-second weather forecast. For Tampa.
He's quiet over there, apparently.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to complain. You know, I mean, calm before the storm, right? I'm sure this hurricane season might be a little active for us. I just feel it in my bones. Anyway, so that's it for your Sciampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now, time for some crazy Florida news. Mm-hmm. Right. Let's go ahead and get my thing up here and take a look at this and click on that. All right, here we go. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and tells us about an incarcerated man that, isn't just too bright. On Thursday...
Are they ever?
Yeah, right? I mean, if you're incarcerated, then you got caught. Or, you know, something. On Thursday, 12:08 in the afternoon, employees at the Hernando County Courthouse in Brooksville advised law enforcement that they had received a letter in the mail that indicated a bomb was placed at the courthouse. The return address on the envelope listed the name of Timothy as the sender. The courthouse was immediately evacuated. Traffic in and around the courthouse was also diverted. Deputies proceeded to conduct a thorough search of the courthouse and surrounding area. Deputies located a suspicious device in proximity of the courthouse. The Citrus County Hazardous Devices team was called in to examine the device. Once the device was determined to be safe, it was removed from the area, and the courthouse was reopened to the public. While the search was occurring, detectives were able to locate an inmate by the name of Timothy, 32, just Timothy, like Cher, who was currently incarcerated at the Hernando County Detention Center on an attempted murder charge. The investigation revealed that Timothy had sent a second letter threatening a bomb to his attorney's office, whose office is located just outside of Hernando County.
Why would you do that, dude?
You know, I don't understand that. And that's the question. It's like, I mean, why? I mean, you have to be impaired in some way of a diminished mental capacity to think that this is even remotely a good idea. But this is what happens in Florida sometimes. Anyway, he was charged with making a bomb threat and two counts of written threats to kill. Timothy remains incarcerated at the Hernando County Detention Center in lieu of a no bond status in reference to his attempted murder charge. Yeah, so there we have that, right? Isn't that exciting?
Wow.
Right.
Here we go.
Ding 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 Oh, I thought something happened with your bing bang boobalang.
No.
Ding dang boogalang. All right. Our next, I wish I could do it longer, but my lips get too dry. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Bay Times and tells us about a man who got a little aggressive in traffic. Dale, 43, had stopped on the interstate for reasons unknown to anybody. The vehicle he was in, a black 2018 GMC Sierra, did not have its lights on. Soon after, a 2019 Subaru Sport Utility vehicle driven by a 33-year-old woman from Wellington hit the Sierra. The car hit the Sierra. All right. Dale walked into the path of a 2020 Hyundai SUV, which was also driven by a 42-year-old woman from Cape Coral. He then pulled out a handgun and climbed onto the Hyundai's hood. I'm like, what? Jesus Christ. So he stops in traffic. This one 33-year-old woman hits his car because he stops in traffic with no lights. He flags down another woman in a car, climbs onto the damn hood with a handgun. Okay, great. This is getting even better.
Like a movie scene?
It is. It's like a crazy movie scene. A passing vehicle distracted Dale, and the driver of the Hyundai was able to speed away successfully. Troopers said in the news, I ain't staying around this shit. Goodbye. Moments later, the driver of a tractor trailer, a 60-year-old man from North Fort Myers, stopped and got out of his vehicle to help with the situation. It gets better. Dale climbed into the semi and tried to steal it. Thank God he was unable to get it going because he could not place it in gear or release the air brakes. The man who had been driving the semi and another witness, a 38-year-old man from South Dakota, tried to stop Dale, but he kicked both men in the face and chest. Dale got out of the semi, and deputies from both the Hillsborough and Manatee County Sheriff's Office detained him. So we now had to get two sheriff's office departments involved in the situation.
Jeez.
Dale was arrested on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, carjacking, armed carjacking, improper exhibition of a firearm, and discharging a firearm in public. Troopers said that at some point during the ordeal, he fired shots into the roadway. Several spent shell casing and the handgun were recovered. Dale was being held at the Hillsborough County Jail without any bail whatsoever. On Thursday, record show.
Good.
So yeah, how about that?
Yeah, okay. Dale needs to stay there for a long time. He caused a lot of
Craziness, right?
A lot of craziness.
I mean, like, what the hell is all that, right?
Yep.
I'm taking a drink of my beverage right now.
Ooh, beverage. What is your beverage?
Right now my beverage is a Coke.
Ooh.
With some ice in it.
Ooh.
Well, I kinda had it with my dinner tonight, so you know, I had pizza. So, you know, pizza and Coke or soft drink always works for me. So,
a soft drink,
and I just felt like a Coke tonight, which means I'll be burping and have, like, you know, gas for the rest of the evening. All right, so we're going to move on to our final and not-so-gassy story, but slightly naked story. Mostly
sexy.
Naked. Entirely naked story. Our final naked story of the news.
Possibly a Why Not Me story.
Maybe. I did not include any graphics because, you know, I don't want to be sued for any more bullshit. Our final naked news story of the night comes from Tampa's very own WFLA Channel News 8 and tells us about a man who wanted to do some naked burglary. St. Petersburg police said Enier, 21, was completely nude when he broke into a second-story apartment at the intersection of 30th South Street and Central Avenue by pushing through the window closest to the front door. the people that must not a very secure window. The people living in the home tried to get Anir to leave, but a fight broke out with Anir hitting one of the residents, according to an affidavit. Police said Anir tried to run away, but was found by officers two blocks away. I guess it's kind of hard to run away naked, too, sometimes.
You know, yeah, especially and if you know what?
Jiggling he's everywhere. Not, and,
yeah, he needs to go to jail.
He needs to go to jail. Yeah,
he's,
right?
He's creepy. He looks creepy.
Oh, you took a look. Is that not yes. That's not a Chip Skipper Why Not Me moment?
No.
No.
No. No, not at all.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, that's... Oh, yeah, no. Oh, wow, he does look creepy, doesn't he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. No, that's a little too creepy.
No, that's the wrong key. That's the right key.
That means Joe will pay extra for creepy, ladies and gentlemen. The creepier you get.
All right, Betty, go ahead, right?
So that's it for your crazy Fluida news. Back to you, Betty.
Hello, Roger here.
Oh, that's not Betty.
Roger, Betty. You stink. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our unique studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment, take it away the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
So... Yeah, right.
Pulling my eyelids away from my eyeballs.
You know, speaking of which, where Joe's day job, where my day job is, we found an eyelash.
Mr. Thomas,
like a fake
taking
eyelash.
His muffins to America.
like a drag queen eyelash? Was it a drag?
No,
or was it like
it was
a
normal?
Was it like
normal.
A pube or something?
No, it's not a pube. No,
That's good. Glad to hear
but
that.
But it just makes me wonder, like, did the person lose just the one and that's it, you know?
Usually I lose one eyelash at a time. They don't, like, fall out. Are your eyelashes falling out in clumps, Joe? We might have a problem.
Well, you know, for the people that wear fake eyelashes, you know, the eyelashes.
Yeah, I don't know how that works because I've never worn fake eyelashes, so.
You've never worn fake eyelashes?
No.
Well, if you've worn fake eyelashes, folks, give us a call.
Yeah, hey, why not? Give us a call. Tell us how it works.
327-8566.
What was that number again, Joe?
813-327-8566. Call now.
There you go.
Or
phone
later.
Lines are open.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But if you call now, we'll talk to you live. As long as you're listening live. And
exactly.
That's where the paradox happens. And if you're smoking while you're listening to this program, this is where you get completely lost on what the fuck is going on. So,
what?
That's all right.
Where am I?
I don't know, Joe. Where are you? Where are, does anyone know
I
where we are?
I just don't know anymore.
It's been a crazy year already. Jesus Christ, can we have a year that's not so goddamn crazy?
No, apparently we can't. Because it's just not that... way.
No, right?
I don't understand.
Poor Ukraine.
We need a show title, just in case we didn't talk about that.
Let's see. Well, we had the Naked Burglars. We had your Squeegee by Midnight thing. What was your story. Let me go back. I gotta scroll back to your story. I gotta look and see what our story is.
Yeah, you know, this is the time of the show where we're like, what should we do?
You know what?
We need a show title.
Show title. Squeegee by Midnight. How about that?
Squeegee by Midnight.
Sure, why
I
not?
Like that show
Squeegee
title.
By Midnight.
That's perfect.
I don't know what the hell it means, but we'll go with Squeegee by Midnight.
All right. If you remember last week, though, it was I Can't Find the Sweet Spot.
Oh, I thought it was I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Spray. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm so damn high, I can't find the sweet spot.
Yes, that was it. That's very true. You've done better on your sweet spotting this evening.
Yes, good, good, good. And what was the show title this week again? I'm sorry.
Oh, my Lord. We may have to go back and revisit this.
What? Squeegee what?
Squeegee something. I can't remember, but I marked it. I marked it. I marked the type spot on the tape, so Squeegee something. We got Squeegee something. We will go back and review.
So, you know, so much has been going on in the world lately. Just very hard to keep focus unless you just tune it all out. But I do know this. Things have become a little more expensive.
God, yes.
And
I know here shit has been getting expensive for a while now. Our groceries have been freaking through the roof for a long time now.
You know, everything. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's not just gas. But gas and oil is a big contributor because that is what drives the shipments of all of our goods and services until they finally get electric going. Which, now that I think about it, if we can, you know, get some of those nuclear plants, new ones built, maybe they're safer, hopefully less prone to cyber attacks, less prone to Amazon Web Services outages. How many times has AWS gone down in the past year?
A lot. A lot.
Right?
Which is sad because I have this debate with someone at my work who actually supports, because we're moving actually some of our platforms to AWS. And I've been pretty vocal about being against it. I'm not big about putting stuff in the cloud to begin with, but I can understand the desire to. But yeah, I've been very vocal against, especially AWS, because AWS has suffered a lot of failures recently. No, AWS is fine. I'm like, AWS clearly lacks a redundancy because it's like when it goes down, you know, and it goes down hard, you know. I mean, if I can go to Microsoft, at least when they have their outages, it gets balanced and spread around and you slow down for a little bit, but you're kind of decent. But AWS, I don't know what happens with AWS, but when their shit goes down, it goes down hard.
Yes.
That's, I don't understand that about them, and that's the problem, and it happens a lot, and I'm like, I wouldn't make a business decision to host anything on this right now, because this is ridiculous. But because
that, if they put like a 99.99% guarantee or whatever, that's already eroded.
Oh yeah, we call that five nines.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's like a 20-minute outage per year is a 5.9. Rating. So yeah. You hit their first outage already exceeded their, you know, already breached a 5.9 SLA.
So yeah, folks, if you got a thing you want to talk about, give us a call tonight. We're live. We're on
for a
the
little
air,
bit. We got a minute and a half till the ugly lights come on. Come on, get away from the wall and come say hi at least. Call us in, say hello.
813-327-8566.
There you go. So yeah,
I was trying to be subliminal.
Subliminal. So yeah, but I mean, the weekend was good. We've been having nice weather in Florida, so I've definitely been enjoying it. I know you guys are finally getting some decent weather.
Yeah, the weather's been nice. Saw the sky.
Yeah.
Saw good. The clouds nice. With some sun.
Sun is always good. I do like the sun down here. That's one of the hard things yeah. that keeps me from migrating back up north is the weather. And as much as I some things here can be so painful and in some ways so expensive. It's like the weather really holds you here. It's like a very strong pool. It's kind of scary almost.
But then there's that humidity, and yeah, you're indoors and your air conditioning system is going. But
well, still, you know what? We treat the summer like they treat the summer here like we treat the winter up north. It's like at the end of the day, it's from an air conditioned building to an air conditioned vehicle to an air conditioned building. We don't do buses, and we don't do, you know, we don't do any transit things. So you're not standing. I mean, we do have buses. Ooh. And if you're unfortunate enough in the city to not own a car, then you're going to be sitting in 100 degree weather for an hour waiting for a bus. But if most have cars, so you know, it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, it's gross, but we just live with it through the summer and then, you know, hurricanes, and we try to reinforce our homes. We spend tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars reinforcing our homes to make sure they don't blow away when that Category 4, Category 5 comes by. I think my house at this point now is pretty much at the point of being able to stand a Category 4 hurricane.
That's good.
I think my lowest wind rating right now sits at about 165 miles an hour.
Oh wow!
I don't know if that's a 4 or a 5. So I don't want to be in this house in that type of a hurricane. But yeah. At least I know for at least the small ones that seem to come through when it gets active, you know, ones and twos, I feel comfortable staying in the house for a 1 and a 2. Right. So anyway, the ugly lights have finally come on, and I'm talking through them, and something strange is happening to my chair. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
That's interesting, Anthony. Oh boy, are you having office chair syndrome too? Well, keep listening to us for what to do. And we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
You can make your commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30. It's 6:30. Oh my God. Let me try that again. Starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and traffic with toppers at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also catch Radio Classic programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor on noon on the weekends, Hot Dance Mixes 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's a tablet, HUM6 toy device in the playroom. Or maybe an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette. Or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I need to listen to Shyampa Radio right now. Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's right. chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
I'm still curious about this radio sex toy thing. I don't know where you got it and what it is or where you got it from or if it's even safe to do anything with. But I've yet to find like a sex toy that has like a shoutcast radio, internet Wi-Fi shoutcast radio in it. I mean, I don't know why one would want to be playing us from their orifice, but you know, hey, stranger things have happened. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Monday, I think. Yes. Check our blog at chiampa.org. If you are interested in recasting our show, please contact us, play us at chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't send naked bomb threats using your real address after losing your shit on the expressway in a nuclear fallout zone. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an F for foursome.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.